Garrison HHC and Tactical Casualty Care. This is your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Norman Enriquez. When you hear the word Garrison, you may think of the services and power projects that supports the soldiers, families, and civilians across the community. However, there are personnel that are key in making that happen. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Joseph Noak with more on the story.
Some may not realize that the U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls has its own headquarters and headquarters company. Captain Rudolph Smith, the HHC commander, expands on their role within the garrison.
We engage with internal and external stakeholders across the USAG Rhineland Falls footprint. So anytime a different directorate needs soldier assistance, that's when myself, First Sergeant, and the HHC company, we're there to intervene.
First Sergeant Jonathan Holden, the HHC First Sergeant, also added that they provide administrative services, readiness, and training to the entire garrison footprint.
Moving on to casualty care, the 86 Medical Group Medical Simulation Center recently hosted the Tier 3 Tactical Combat Casualty Care Course on Ramstein Air Base. Here's Airman Ivory Stoker with more.
The course certifies medical personnel in life-saving techniques that are essential to prepare them to support combat operations. Senior Airman Spencer Tosse and Aerospace Medical Technician and TCCC instructor details more on the course.
So when it comes to, say, Tier 2, the one below us, that's all just dealing with massive bleeding, airway, respiration, circulation, head and hypothermia. So that's the very basic things. For Tier 3, we go more into the PAWS algorithm, which is pain, antibiotics, wounds, and splinting. So that's us doing IVs, being able to give like ketamine, fentanyl, things of that nature.
The 8-day course included classroom and hands-on instructions, as well as training exercises in a simulated combat scenario.
That's it for your KMC Update. I'm Senior Airman Norman Enriquez.